Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The reaction of the U.S. government and media towards the release of the WikiLeaks document is causing more damage to the U.S. reputation than the release itself. At least this is the opinion of many commentators around the globe. And before you are willing to just dismiss the statement as overblown or exaggerated, let me read to you what Der Spiegel Online published this week on December 13. Of course, Der Spiegel Online is one of those magazines which, in collaboration with other magazines, international magazines, are disseminating some of the information contained in the WikiLeaks documents, not the documents themselves. And here's what they said. Since 9/11, press freedom in the West has come under attack. The hunt for WikiLeaks is a greater danger to democracy than any information that WikiLeaks might reveal. Since becoming embroiled in a war against terrorism, the U.S. government has transformed itself into a huge security apparatus. 854,000 people in the U.S. government hold top secret security clearances, and this under a president who came into office promising a new era of openness in government. The U.S. Justice Department attempts to invoke the controversial Espionage Act of 1917. The period of World War I was a dark time for constitutional freedoms in the U.S. In its practically hysterical fear of communists and all other critics, the judiciary even prosecuted people who distributed flyers critical of military service, and in doing so ignored all constitutional guarantees. And what this magazine is insinuating is that we are approaching the same kind of hysteria in the United States of America at this point. Now, Der Spiegel Online is not the only paper, by any means, which is very critical of the government's reaction to the WikiLeaks release. Here is an article by The Local, which is a German institution which is publishing German articles in the English language. Now, they wrote this on December 16. A group of major German newspapers published an appeal against the criminalization of whistleblower website WikiLeaks, saying the site deserved as much protection as traditional media. The political and economic pressure put on WikiLeaks following its publication of thousands of confidential U.S. diplomatic cables has been, quote-unquote, inappropriate, the statement said. While there may be good reasons to criticize the release, taking action against the journalistic medium was a form of intolerable censorship, it added. Pressure by the U.S. government for large international companies such as MasterCard, PayPal, and Amazon to end their cooperation with WikiLeaks reveals a, quote, shocking understanding of democracy, in which freedom of information is only valid when it doesn't harm anyone. Journalism has not only the right, but the duty to check the state and eliminate the mechanisms of government business, the statement said. The following article by the Wall Street Journal shows how much the reputation of the United States of America is deteriorating in the view of the world. Notice what is said here on December 14. The U.S. Air Force is blocking its personnel from using work computers to view the websites of the New York Times and other major publications that have posted classified diplomatic cables, people familiar with the matter said. Air Force users who try to view the websites of the New York Times, Britain's Guardian, Spain's El País, France's Le Monde, and German magazine Der Spiegel instead get a page that says, quote, access denied, internet usage is locked and monitored, according to a screenshot reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. The notice warns that anyone who accesses unauthorized sites from military computers could be punished. It is unfortunate that the U.S. Air Force has chosen not to allow its personnel access to the most important news, analysis, and commentary, a New York Times spokeswoman said. One senior defense official questioned the wisdom of blocking the newspaper sites or even prohibiting service members from visiting them on military computers, arguing that the information has spread on the internet and that sites like the New York Times contain other useful information. The defense official said blocking the New York Times was a misinterpretation of military guidance to avoid visiting websites that post classified material. And of course, the reaction in Europe was predictable. Here is an article by the German and Austrian news agency News.at, which had this to say: critics view the blocking as a violation of the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which guarantees freedom of speech. I believe, my friends, it's high time for us to wake up as to what's happening. And why is it that our reputation in the world is reaching an all-time low? Did you know that the Bible has prophesied this to happen many, many thousands of years ago? The Bible has said that in these last days, in the end times in which we are living, America's allies even will turn against America. The book of Jeremiah calls these allies America's lovers. But they will turn against the United States of America, and we are seeing this right now. Even the closest allies of the U.S. are beginning to criticize the U.S. for its conduct. For instance, we have just learned that the U.S. government filed a lawsuit against BP. Now, when I was in Britain several months ago, I was shocked, I was surprised to learn how much the British people have been critical towards the media in the U.S. in the way they have reported about the oil spill. And they say they unjustly accused the BP of being responsible for it. Now, I'm not taking any position on this. I am just telling you what is happening, and that even America's closest ally, Great Britain, is more and more moving away from the U.S. Now, if you don't believe this, listen to this article, which was published today, December 17, by the Daily Mail. It said, President Obama and his wife Michelle will not be invited to Prince William's wedding next year. It says a handful of heads of state are likely to be invited, including President Sarkozy from France and his wife, but President Obama is not going to be. And then the article says, the decision to exclude the American premier and his wife Michelle from the celebrations marks a break from tradition. And they point out that insofar as the wedding with Princess Diana was concerned, the Reagans were invited. Now, you may say it's not a big deal whether he's invited or not, but it is a big deal if you think in terms of that the British government, and of course the Queen of England represents the British government, is not even inviting President Obama to the wedding of her grandson. Again, let us not be kidding ourselves. God has warned us that these things will happen. You know, our American pride might not allow this kind of thing to sink in, but God says, I will put the haughty into a low place, and I will break the pride of your power. Because you say that you are a nation under God, but by your deeds, by your works, by what you are doing, you deny me. Now, if you want to learn more about what is prophesied, what is going to happen, and why, I encourage you to ask for this free booklet on, it's actually a commentary on the book of Zechariah. Just ask for the commentary on the book of Zechariah, and we are happy to send you a free copy, free of charge, for your reading, because this booklet explains in the little understood book of Zechariah what is going to happen in the near future and why. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.